Good afternoon. I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. A state commission issued a written decision late last week affirming its approval of the city of Hoonah's request to form a borough. But a dissenting report and a potential motion for reconsideration may put some hurdles in front of plans for residents to vote on the proposed borough this summer. KTOO has more. Advocates for the Hoonah Borough proposal say it would allow residents in the area to have more say in the future development of Southeast Alaska. That's as cruise ship tourism continues to expand in the region. Last month, the state's five-member local boundary commission approved the borough's petition in a close 3-2 vote. But the two members who voted to deny the petition released a letter of dissent last week. They pointed to some unintended consequences they say could follow if the borough becomes a reality. Their dissent hinges on the concern that the borough's exclusion of some nearby communities like Gustavus, Pelican, and Tenneke Springs would deny them a say in regional decision-making. Those communities make up roughly half of the Glacier Bay region's population, according to the dissent letter, and they declined to be included in the borough. The dissenting members also suggested the proposed borough may not satisfy state standards for borough formation. Meanwhile, the city of Gustavus may file a request for reconsideration of the commission's decision. At a meeting late last week, Gustavus City Council members discussed a proposed resolution that would direct city administration to file for reconsideration. The resolution pointed to concerns similar to those in the dissent letter. This isn't the first time the city of Hoonah has attempted to create a borough. It's a plan that's seen a few versions over the last 30 years. Last year, it proposed dissolving its city government and incorporating more than 10,000 square miles of nearby land and water, including Glacier Bay, Chichikov Island, and more, to form one unified regional government. Any Alaskan may ask the commission to reconsider its decision. Requests for reconsideration must be filed by January 15th. The state will hold a special election for registered voters in the proposed region to vote on it, as long as the commission's decisions stand after all reconsideration requests have been assessed. If approved, it would be Alaska's 20th borough and the newest since Petersburg was incorporated in 2013. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And you're listening to this week's episode of Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Akwan and beyond. Gigi Monroe first started Juneau Drag in 2014, and quickly the city embraced the art form, a performance of exaggerated gender with flashy costumes and often choreography. Its roots are in spaces that the LGBTQ plus community carved out for self-expression throughout history. Its annual New Year's Eve drag show will be the group's 10th anniversary celebration, a time to reflect not only on the last year, but the decade of performances before it. It's also a reflection of Monroe's decade as Juno's drag mother, an experienced performer who mentors new talent. And Monroe says watching performers evolve their drag and their performances have been one of the highlights of leading this community.
Hi, this is Gigi Monroe, and I am the drag mother of the Juneau Drag Group. I moved here in 2013, and I had been a full-time drag performer for about 10 years before that. I knew that this was a really artistic community and a really progressive community, and it was probably a pretty open-minded scene for drag to start happening on a regular basis. So we really were born out of the Femme Fatale drag show that was a tradition here for every year to raise money for the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association. And there were always local performers who participated in that fundraising event. And so in 2014, that was a really big event, and a lot of people came out and a lot of people were interested. And so I offered to start mentoring folks and having workshops, teaching makeup classes, starting to make costumes for people. And so we started then, and it was just kind of one by one as people were interested. In our 10 years, we've had over 40 performers, all local Juneau performers who have come and gone, and, you know, people move away or they have kids or other life situations. And it's been a really wonderful and welcoming revolving door. My favorite part above everything else is working with the individual performers and watching them, those who have stuck with it for many years and We even have a few performers that are still performing and started with us 10 years ago. And just to look back at those old pictures and videos and look at them today and just see how much they've grown and really have become very talented drag performers in their own right. That's been so rewarding and so fulfilling. And it really makes me feel like the drag mother that I claim to be. When you see your kids just grow up and figure out their own characters and what they want to do with this art form and establish a community with it. There have been a few milestones that we've hit along the way. And one of them was when we had our very first Pride drag show, Glitz, in 2015. I'd been here about a year and a half, and I kept hearing from the community that people wanted a really big Pride party and show and like something to do. And when like 300 people packed into the Rockwell Ballroom in June of 2015 and were just literally jumping out of their skin. They were so excited just to be there. And it was like 95 degrees in there with no circulation, of course. And all the performers were just like full of energy and burst out onto stage. It was awesome. We brought in a performer from RuPaul's Drag Race that everybody went nuts over. And it was like, okay, we are really doing the right thing here. And I think that pushed us into having, monthly shows.
The New Year's Eve show will be at the Red Dog Saloon from 9 p.m. to midnight. Tickets can be found at junodrag.net. And President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to revisit the name of North America's tallest peak. He wants it changed back from Denali to Mount McKinley. Trump made that promise during a rally on Sunday in Arizona, just after saying he will retake control of the Panama Canal. He then began to praise the mountain's original namesake, President William McKinley of Ohio.
McKinley was a very good, maybe a great president. They took his name off Mount McKinley, right? That's what they do to people. Now, he was a great president, very good president at a minimum. He was a very good businessman. He was a businessman, then a governor, very successful businessman.
Trump is backing a wide array of tariffs on goods imported from China, Canada, and Mexico. He credited tariffs McKinley supported in the 1890s with, quote, creating a vast sum of money for the nation.
That's one of the reasons that we're going to bring back the name of Mount McKinley, because I think he deserves it. I think he deserves it.
Alaska's two Republican U.S. senators quickly pushed back, saying they support calling the mountain Denali, its traditional Koyukon Athabascan name. Alaskans have pushed for decades for the federal government to recognize the mountain as Denali, and in 2015, under then-President Barack Obama, the Interior Department officially renamed it. Senator Lisa Murkowski said the only name worthy of the mountain is Denali, Koyukon for the Great One. In a statement, she said, quote, "For years, I advocated in Congress to restore the rightful name for this majestic mountain, to respect Alaska's first people who have lived on these lands for thousands of years. This is an issue that should not be relitigated," unquote. A spokesperson for Senator Dan Sullivan shared a similar sentiment. The statement read, quote, "Senator Sullivan, like many Alaskans, prefer the name that the very tough, very strong, very patriotic Athabascan people gave the mountain thousands of years ago, Denali," unquote. A spokesperson for Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy did not return a request for comment yesterday. And now for a look at local weather in Juneau today. This afternoon, rain is likely mainly before 3 p.m., and it's mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. And tonight, rain, low of around 34, and southeast winds picking up between 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, on Christmas Day, there is expected to be rain with a high near 42 degrees, southeast wind from 15 to 20 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 100%. Rain is likely on Wednesday as well. I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOO. And from the KTOO Newsroom, we wish you a happy holidays.